Okay, injuries today. Update there, David Osbury's foot did not practice. Khalif Barnes' quad was limited today. Vincent Brown hamstring was limited today. Keith McGill groin did not practice. Marcel Reese quad was limited today. Carlos Rogers knee did not practice. Justin Tuck knee was limited today. Lamar Woodley bicep did not practice. Usama Young foot did not practice. And Austin Howard neck was limited today.
How did the players respond to practice today? Did you like their approach?
I like their approach. I liked our effort today in practice. I thought our effort was really good out there in practice today. We actually practiced very fast. I did not love our execution out there today. So we've got to do a little bit better job of from an execution standpoint right now. You know, we're trying to get ourselves better out there every single day, and, you know, we got to do a little bit better job from an execution standpoint, from a penalty standpoint in practice today.
What's the sense on Hayden? Is he going to need all of this window, or is there a possibility that he'll go this week?
There's a possibility. I mean, as far as needing the whole window, just we're taking it day by day right now with DJ. So he had a good day today, actually, you know, took some reps out there today. You know, last week was really limited to mostly scout team work. You know, this week took a few reps in there with the defense, you know, with Carlos not practicing today, and, you know, Carlos not practicing today was really my decision.
That more of a precautionary
type thing? It's just my decision. I kept him out today.
But Lamar Woodley, the injury, probably serious or not serious?
It could be, and we'll see.
With Sama Young, is it the same thing? You indicated after the game that you thought it could be not good.
But yeah, not great. So we'll see.
Do you guys intend to place him on injured reserve this week?
I'm not going to, you know, put that out there right now. I mean, we'll see what we do here in the next day or so.
With Woodley and Tuck's knee still bothering, is there a chance that Harris could get promoted from practice squad? Or?
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we're just going to, you know, we're going to go into practice this week. I mean, Tuck was out there today. He got some work in there today. So, you know, Lamar did not practice today, but, you know, Benson got a lot of work out there today. So, you know, we'll see what we do by week's end here. We have, you know, a couple more days here to worry about that.
What did you see from Benson?
I thought Benson did a good job in the ball game Sunday. To be honest with you, he played, you know, a bunch more plays than anticipated because of the injury situation, you know, and he went in there and, you know, I didn't think the game was too big for him at all. You know, I think he went in there and he performed well, did some good things against the run, you know, which is, you know, when you think about him, I mean, he's a little bit lighter player, you know, a little bit more of a pass rush type player. But he went in there and competed really hard in the run game as well, and I thought did some really good things.
You prepared teams to play against Pettine's defenses with against Buffalo when you were with Miami. You coached with him with the Jets. When you see that team and the way that they play and the way they approach, does that, do they reflect his values, philosophies, that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure, they do. I mean, you know, they – I mean, Mike does a lot of the same things that the Jets are doing right now, you know, and, I mean, that's just natural. So when you look at them and you look at what the Jets are doing, you know, those type of things, there's a lot of similarities there, you know. But Mike has always done a really good job, you know. I mean, I have the utmost respect for him and what he's doing down there with that football team right now. And, you know, and when we were together at the Jets, you know, he's a really smart, bright guy, okay, that gets the most out of his players. They play hard, and that's what Cleveland's doing now. They're playing hard.
You said you're both hot-blooded Italians. Would you say you have similar philosophies in football also?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say that's pretty accurate. We're both hot-blooded Italians and, you know, similar philosophies. You know, I mean, you know, Mike's come from a football family, you know what I mean, and, you know, I didn't, you know, obviously, I mean, I have kids that are coaching right now, you know, my entire family is a football family, so, you know, it's really similar situation, you know, both of us kind of get after it a little bit and coach with a lot of energy and a lot of passion and aren't afraid to challenge or confront or do those type of things, and I think, you know, in our game right now, you know, that's necessary. Be able to challenge, you got to be able to confront, you know, problems, situations, those type of things when they occur, you know, and he's done a good job of that, you know, in his situation there, and that's what we're trying to do here.
Thank you. they're coming off a game where they lost to a Jacksonville team that I'm sure they thought they could have beat or should have beat.
Yeah.
Do you take that kind of stuff into account at all, or you just take each game the way?
No, I mean, you got to watch the game. Obviously, you go through the game, and it's part of, you know, it's part of your breakdown. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, you know, we actually added another game into the breakdown, you know, after that game, you know, just because it didn't look the same as the other games. What I mean by that is, you know, it just looked different, you know, on film. And, you know, I mean, all credit to Jacksonville. Jacksonville played a heck of a football game. You know, they overcame a bunch of turnovers and, you know, were able to win a football game there. But, you know, it just one of those things where you watch the tape and, you know, you put it into the breakdown. But from our end, you know, we added another game, an additional game, into the breakdown as well. You know, I don't think that's the way Cleveland played. You know, certainly it's not the way Cleveland's played over the last several weeks. Okay, it wasn't, you know, even close.
One of the surprises for Cleveland this year has been the production from their quarterback. What do you see when you look at that?
Well, I mean, they move them a lot. You know, they do a bunch of different things that way. They run an awful lot of, you know, boot, play actions, get him out of the pocket, have him throw the ball on the run, do some things that way. You know, and he's throwing the ball down the field, excuse me, quite a bit right now. You know, when you look at them, they're actually the top team in the league as far as ball traveling in the air, you know, and meaning, you know, where the ball is from point A to point B, okay, that ball's traveling in the air the most in the league right now. So, you know, whether or not they're the tops in the league in big plays, no, that's not the case, okay. They're up there. You know, they've had a bunch of big plays, but, you know, most of that is, you know, has really come from their run game. So, but they're throwing it, and they're throwing it down the field, and they got two guys that can really run, and then tight end is an outstanding football player. He's a matchup problem.
Do you have to prepare for the fact that they may use Manziel in some specialized
You have to prepare for it, you know. Just, you know, listen, I was on with them today, and they're, you know, they're asking me about the Wildcat and all that good stuff, you know. Yeah. So I mean, no different. I mean, you know, we have to prepare for, you know, for Johnny to come into the ball game like we had to prepare for Mike Vick to come into the ball game, you know, against the Jets. And, you know, they'll obviously could have a special package for him, you know, those type of things. So when you get, you know, a player like that, you want to try to get him involved a little bit. You know, at this point in the season, special packages are a good way to do that.
It seemed natural for any quarterback, even a veteran, to start showing or wearing the 0-6 start a little bit. But Derek seems to be a pretty unflappable guy. Is that something you guys saw when you scouted him? And how rare is that for a rookie quarterback to have the kind of poise that he has considering the circumstances?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wasn't at that time directly involved in the, you know, in the working out process. You know, at that point, you know, Greg and Flip and Dennis, you know, had gone out there and done those type of things. But I was directly involved in the draft process and in the draft room and all those things. And, you know, I knew what we thought of him, and we felt like he had great poise, and he was mature, you know, beyond his years at this point, you know. And that's one of the, you know, one of the biggest things that we felt was positive, you know, about him, is just this kid is really mature, you know. And you know, that's proven to be, you know, factual right now. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, comes to work every day, works hard to get better, studies the game well, and you know, really doesn't, you know, doesn't get fazed by too much. I mean, so he's a pretty poised kid.
Kind of to add to that, you know, he's always positive and optimistic regardless. He's speaking with the media and all that stuff. How much does the team feed off that, and how much does it help the team kind of as a whole, especially during a time like this?
Well, I think, you know, and, you know, time like this, I mean, when you say time like this, I'm assuming you mean because we're where we are right now, okay? But, you know, as I mean, there's 10 football games left right now, so there's plenty of reason for us to be positive, you know, here. And we're not going to, you know, as I said to the team, I mean, you know, that's not something that we're even thinking about. We're not settling for it. That's something that could be planted in their head if they fall into the trap, you know, which they won't. Hey, but that being said, you know, I think it's really positive when a young guy walks out to the practice field and goes out there with the intention to get better, whether it's young, whether it's veteran. Hey, goes out to the practice field with the intention to get better and has a little fun doing it, you know, as well, and just shows the competitive side of him. I think there's something to be said for that. You know, I don't care whether you're 6-0 or whether you're 0-6. You know, it's good to see those things, because sometimes when you're 6-0, they can take it for granted too, you know, and go out there and not, you know, not do those things. Just think that, you know, we have this great ability and we'll get by with it. You know, our team practices the other way. I mean, you know, they practice hard, trying to dig themselves out of where we put ourselves.
Is this a rookie class, you think? I know you look at a rookie class down the road a little bit, but have you got more immediate contributions than you think you might have gotten when you first drafted all these guys?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I had a conversation with Reggie the other night, and we were talking about that. You know, I mean, and I started to look back, you know, at really the two drafts, you know, that I've been part of here right now, and you really start to evaluate those drafts. And, you know, a lot of credit has to go to Reggie and Joey and, you know, those guys upstairs, you know. But when you start to evaluate it and you start looking at the kids right now, Derek Carr, okay, you look at, you know, all of our picks right now, you know, from this year, T.J. Carey and where we picked T.J. Carey right now and his contribution, you know, and Jelly and Gabe Jackson and, you know, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. I mean, you know, Khalil, you know, with all those young kids that we drafted, then you're going back to, you know, to the year before, and, you know, all of a sudden Menelik is making the kind of contribution that you want, you know, and those things are starting to come around. So, you know, we really feel pretty good about that. You know, a kid like Rivera, you know, those type of kids, you know, really feel good about where those young players are right now and where they're heading. You know, I mean, obviously what those kids need is they need a little bit of success right now and a little bit of validation that way.
Has Rivera hit a little bit of a lull in terms of the tight end production? I mean, he, with his numbers that he had last year, you can easily assume that maybe he'd be have a few more catches and yards at this point, or is he executing his position?
No, I think Mike's done a good job right now. You know, I mean, I don't think that that's a factor in whether or not, you know, he's had the kind of catches, you know, or not. You know, obviously, I mean, you know, you've seen a couple of drops that Mike has had. Mike would tell you that, you know. But other than that, I mean, we have all the confidence in the world in Mike Rivera. I think he's an outstanding football player, and he's a guy that the quarterback really trusts out there, you know. So it's just a matter of time here, you know, before you start to really feel him, you know, and start to get he starts to get involved into the mix too.
Monday you said you had a decision to make at right tackle. Are you any closer to that decision as far as Watson goes?
No, not right now. No, I mean, it's, you know, Khalif was limited out there today, you know, and you know, we're not a whole lot closer at this point. I mean, it's just, you know, it's really just one practice day. But, you know, Khalif did finish practice, you know, and you know, took the kind of work that we wanted him to take today, which was a good step. So
you mentioned that Osbury was an injured list. Is that a serious injury, or status?
Well, we'll see. I mean, right now we're still kind of waiting, you know, a little bit here to see how that thing falls out. But I don't think, you know, I don't think it's going to be great news, you know, at this particular time.
Thank you.